Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
When it comes to Gaza, all eyes are often on Israel, but there's also a glaring question that seldom gets asked, and that is, where is Egypt? Despite sharing a border with Gaza and claiming regional influence, Egypt has kept the Rafah crossing mostly shut, limiting the flow of aid and refugees. And now, with Donald Trump himself involved, talking about claims of starvation, where is Egypt in all of this? To help unpack this complex web is Eli Cohen, who's a journalist, author at Shimron, and known for his sharp commentary on the Middle East. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. So let's just talk about this border. Why does nobody really mention the fact that Egypt has a border with Gaza and has pretty much always had one?
First of all, it's an excellent two questions you brought up this morning. And part of it is a total campaign of, you know, looking to blame Israel instead of looking at the real perpetrators, which in this case with Gaza are like Hamas or other parties like Egypt, which could be, part of a solution.
Right.
Pins, never wanted to deal at all with Gaza. And that's why even during the peace treaty with Egypt, they refused to take over the Gaza Strip. They knew exactly what a festering problem that was. And Israel, in its bargaining ineptitude, took it over and all of its problems. And, we see the results of that this day and how extreme they are. Why the world doesn't come and look at Egypt again is, I think, you know, part of a very concentrated campaign that's always looking to blame Israel for the problems rather than looking in the real direction that the problems are coming from. And I would add a note to that, and this is even a scoop, although I can't prove it all, but I have a notion that there is a lot of money behind the scenes, money and PR work that is being done and funded mostly by Qatar, that, for example, has brought the latest round of anti-Israel lies and propaganda to such a forefront.
Yeah, it's just remarkable. How much is Egypt worried about the Hamas ideology spilling over into Egypt?
First of all, Egypt is concerned to a certain extent about that. I mean, we have to remember that the Muslim Brotherhood actually took over Egypt for a while until Assisi, who is the president now, actually overthrew them and assumed control again. I mean, basically, it was the army that ruled Egypt until they were over. They threw Mubarak into prison and put him on trial. They took over for a while, and then they were overthrown by Assisi. And so the Muslim Brotherhood, which is really one of the main sources of all this fermented trouble throughout the Arab world, from the Atlantic Ocean all the way to the Gulf.
Mm.
They are concerned about it, but I don't think their non-desire to help Gaza is directly related to their fear. I think it's more that Egypt is very involved in their own internal crises right now, among economic and otherwise, and they seem to be keeping a low profile. Internationally, for a number of reasons, you would have thought that they would have been a lot more active against the Houthis, for example, who wreaked havoc on their economy by by essentially having the Suez Canal go to being unoperational and not bringing in a lot of money. And instead, you saw that they were just kind of sitting on the side.
So that's exactly what I wanted to ask you. Is they've been deliberately, it would seem, silent? And the question is why? Is that to avoid accountability in Gaza? Is that to avoid being drawn into the conflict, as you say, against the Houthis? What is the reason? What is their motivation for their silence?
There are a couple. Again, there Egypt basically, I think, and again, I find it also a bit curious. But the more I analyze it, Egypt, like I said, is a pot that's simmering. It's not something, you know, like that they've taken control. They have severe problems economically and with poverty and things like that. They're not really addressing those problems in an efficient manner. And they have a growing younger population that can easily be radicalized. So I think they're putting a tight lid on stuff and just, you know, kind of pretty much doing nothing that could cause internal flare-ups. That's kind of what it seems to me. The people who are in power and making money and getting by are kind of saying, you know, let's just do as little as possible to do anything that could cause internal dissension. Mm. And that's what I think that's in my mind what appears. Now, some of the strange things that are happening as well, you know, wondering if there's some more nefarious things underneath. Is it Israel? Is that Egypt is putting a lot of money into developing their armed forces and keeping them modern, which aren't going to help them too much with internal dissension. And the question is then, okay, why? If they're not looking to assume the place of a regional power, for example, then what do they need that for? And a lot of the stuff that they're buying and a lot of the drills that they're doing and a lot of the things that they're doing in Sinai against the accords that they're signed on would point to the fact that maybe they're long-term looking to maybe have to go to war with Israel or something at some point. Again, that would be something that they could use if there was internal dissension. So Israel and the Jews are always the excuse for doing things and never the real reason. So
is
we'll
there,
have to wait and see.
Is there, with the current pressure, is it likely that we are going to see that border opening up? And that things, from an Egypt's perspective, might change.
Okay. Sorry, I lost you.
I realized
I lost your question.
It disappeared for a moment. What I wanted to know is, in terms of the amount of pressure that is now being focused on the area, are we seeing can we see Egypt acting, opening the border, and assisting?
I really doubt it. I mean, if you take a look at it in any other conflict, like in Syria, the Turks didn't really want to have an influx of millions of refugees. But nevertheless, the border was porous and open and people got through. I mean, you could imagine what would have happened in the past 2 years if they had a way of getting into the Sinai Desert or towards Egypt. Probably half of the situation in Gaza could have been already solved by now. So I don't think that Egypt is going to cooperate. I know that America put a lot of pressure on them initially to be part of a solution, and they balked at that, even to the extent of starting to shop for arms and weapons from other countries, so they wouldn't be dependent on America and wouldn't be so pressured. So they're pretty. I think they're pretty strong in their indifference and unwillingness to be part of a solution here.
That is where we do need to leave it. Thank you, as always, Eli Cohen. who is a journalist and an author. I'd love your thoughts on this, your reaction on 061-895-1019. I see just a lots and lots of comments about some of the stories we spoke about earlier. I see Linda W. Good morning, Mayhem team. Regarding Emma Powell, it's very, very scary indeed. Lately, I'm thinking that if you report any crime, are we putting our lives in danger? Who can be trusted? Doubling down is the new catchphrase. Yep, very, very concerning. And Michael from Galamana says, hi Howard, I've noticed on YouTube lots of anti-Israel propaganda increasing exponentially, starving kids suffering as well as, and he goes on to talk about soldiers as well. My point is these video clips do look real, and he is concerned about Israelis and soldiers being welcomed in many parts of the world. It is 9 o'clock. It is time for me to love and to leave you. I hope you found today as interesting as I did. Not always easy conversations, but important ones nevertheless. Go have a fantastic day, and I will see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Just don't be late.
This is 101.9 High FM News.
In the headlines, senior Hamas official blames Egypt for Gaza's humanitarian crisis. Israel knows where the hostages